Audio's recording.
Oh, what? Sweet. We're ready to go already, are we?
We're not eating.
Oh, I'm not eating.
Not eating. You can eat.
Whoa, flipping out.
Cinnamon
swirl.
Could who is it made by?
Wait, there. Well, let's start properly. Have we started?
We started.
Oh, we started.
Supposed to be eating.
So basically, I'm meant to be eating, but I'm not. Hello.
Hello.
So we're on our fourth episode. This is week 4. Jimson. Still in the same clothes. Costa, can you smell him?
Yeah, it's a bit stinky.
Ooh, maybe you do need that beard stuff.
Yeah, Captain Fawcett, give me a shout.
Yeah, shout.
Plug in.
You can maybe shout and help me with a beard as well, in general.
Get a turkey for that, mate.
I don't have any of that. So, we're on episode 4
of the Jimson and Roscoe Show.
That's correct.
Don't forget to like and subscribe and tell all your friends about us.
Yeah, we haven't said that once, have we?
Not in the last few hours or last few weeks, however long it's been.
It's been a while. So today we're joined by Reese, good friend of mine.
From Eat, Shoots and Leaves.
Eat, Shoots and Leaves. If you like his logo, holla.
Holla.
We'll put the Instagram details and that below as well. But,
so yeah, how you doing anyway? You right?
Yeah, good.
So, first question we like to ask all our guests, even though we forget all the way through, is can you give us 3 good things that happened to you today?
Is that nice?
There's nothing there.
What do you
it's
mean?
It's just brown paper.
It's for show, isn't it?
Anyway, 3 good things that happened. Come on.
I don't know. Coming on the show, one.
Yeah.
So I do not do things like this. Like, this is massively out of my comfort zone, but
this is good.
I'm just going to do it anyway. I'm pegging, get on camera. That's what Roscoe keeps telling me. Sell your business.
The reason we do the 3 good things is
to start positively.
Yeah, to give you on the
Good. Yeah, because I've been struggling a bit lately. So, I don't know. Went for a bike ride this morning.
Yeah, so, that's good.
Just keep active, stay active. I don't know. And I was baking. I love to bake.
There you go.
And you made some banging plumbing.
Oh yeah, and I made some cauliflower
rings.
Come on,
bro.
Listen, no
me.
Chickens were harmed.
Yes.
You don't have to eat meat either.
So
just plug in my veganism.
So Reese is a baker, a master baker, I might say. Look what he's brought for us. Do you want one?
I fucking yeah.
Yeah, get him. I'm in.
Come on. I won't be the first person to start eating this year.
I'm gonna
thank you very much, Reese.
Yeah, go no for worries, it. Bro.
There's none left.
Costa, there's 2 in there. You can have one.
There's none left.
Yeah.
All gone.
Mike, why is that one sticking up?
Because it's exciting.
It's calling
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Boom. Yeah. Thanks a lot, Reese. They look fucking banging. So yeah, you can order these through
on my Instagram
actually.
On my Instagram. Just slide in the DMs.
Naughty slide.
Oh, I'm dropping it everywhere.
We'll sweep up after.
Yeah, nice.
So how long have you been baking for?
Quite a while.
Something you've always been into?
Yeah, like obviously living alone. Quite boring. Mm. And I'm quite hands on with things, so always like to set myself little challenges. I more started like cooking first, and then I thought, shit, I'm really bad at baking. So I just started practicing, and then turns out I'm actually pretty good.
They say that, then they say it's like if you're to always pick the weakest thing that you're doing,
I think so. Definitely.
And would you say that baking is your favourite out of all the cooking?
Right? Yeah, I definitely enjoy it. And I obviously, on last week on the show, Si said about obviously if you do something you enjoy, you never work a day in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I find like when I have to bake loads, I get up, it's not working.
Mm.
I mean, now I know why Mary Berry does it.
You,
that's why she's the ripe age of 110 or whatever she is.
Is she?
Yeah. I don't know, bruv.
She looks quite old.
Is she from Bath as well?
Mary Berry?
Mm.
Yeah, Graham Hancock
is. Is she?
Yeah.
We need to get her on the show. No.
Nah, that's competition. No, Mary.
Oh, she ain't making vegan
get me
goods.
On the bake-off.
If anyone knows Graham Hancock,
yeah,
he's local.
Yeah.
Hook us up.
Isn't it?
Yeah, we really want him and his daughter. Not like that. Come on.
The guy, the pub owner.
When the fucking
yeah,
he like went in, he was just fucking kicked around.
Of the Raven.
What?
You're not welcome in my pub, he said. Yeah, he got really angry.
What happened?
I don't really know, like
Labour MP.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
MP, the fucking leader.
The leader.
Yeah, him.
Bro, I don't follow it religiously. Mm. I just know he's something to do with Labour. he was doing like a PR thing or some shit in the pub, wasn't he?
Or outside the pub, I think.
He was in the pub.
And he tried to go in. Yeah, he went into the pub. And then he got, like, the owner got, like, manhandled by his security.
Yeah, which is illegal, I think. Mm. I don't think you're allowed to touch pub owners like that.
Right, I'm confused.
Basically,
they wouldn't let Keir Starmer in the pub.
No,
he didn't want him in his pub.
Like, doing PR stuff. Like, when Nigel Farage went in the Bell and they all went mad and chased him out.
When David Cameron tried to hug a hoodie.
Yeah, that basically. Don't
David,
that.
What the fuck were you doing, mate?
Hug a hoodie.
Mm. As you mean, I like you think about these people who come up with these fucking PR campaigns and you think, fucking what are you doing?
Mm.
Remember the last one when it was Corbyn and Theresa May? And do you know what? I think this was one of the parts of my downfall into my fucking, where I had like fucking my time off of depression and fucking mental illness, was because I think Twitter had a big fucking role to do with that, with fucking following politics at the time.
Mm.
And when you read them, what people write, I was like, oh my God, this is fucking awful.
Mm.
But it was like that when you looked at Theresa May when she was doing that campaign. And it was like fucking, she was like a robot.
You don't want that there.
Yeah, I'm not about Twitter. I don't have Twitter.
Yeah, no, I hear that.
It's blurred anyway, you can't see what it says.
Yeah, fair.
Like, well, it says.
Like,
let's put it up here.
Oh, shit. Got a nice prop.
Yeah, we'll keep that as a
place
prop
on the shelf.
Got
still
our first prop factory.
That's okay.
Oh, no, we got these.
What?
Oh, yeah, I've seen your little
from Ellie.
Yeah, nice. I wonder where they came from.
Yeah, Ellie bought them for us.
Decent.
My one's yellow.
Mine's blue.
My one's yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, I'm pink.
I'm glad you know your colours, bro.
Yeah, man, yeah. So, right, let's like, I haven't planned anything for this one as well, but I quite like it unplanned.
Yeah, same.
It's quite nice and natural. So, let's start at the beginning of your life of stopping eating meat and putting down. Like, how did that happen? I know how it happened. Yeah, well, and it's funny. It's a funny story. Go on, tell the people.
Shall I be honest?
Yeah.
So, it started at Glastonbury four years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was with a friend, Calvin. Yeah, we were this.
Was I there?
Yeah, you were there as well.
Of course I was.
Yeah, so basically, I'd already started like consciously not eating meat. I think I went to Iceland and I ate mink well. And it was like the best meat I've ever eaten. Better than any Hudson steak, anything. And I thought, I just ate another mammal. Like, I can't eat meat again.
Mm.
So I was at Glastonbury and Calvin was like, Oh, you'll be vegan by the end of the week. I'll have you vegan. I was like, no, you won't. Anyway, so the week went on, and every morning we got up, we'd obviously have one meal for the day.
Mm.
And he's always like, yes, go to this vegan van, get a vegan burrito. And there's always the pengiest girls working on this van, and no queue. So I was like, this vegan life is easy. There's peng girls, there's no queues. Like, I'm not going hungry, everyone else is starving. I was like, do you know what? This vegan life's for me.
Mm.
And then I remember at the end of the week, I got home, and I probably lost about a stone. And I had a six pack, and I was like,
from not eating meat.
Wow. I don't think it was
all the dancing.
All the dancing.
The disco biscuits.
But yeah, so obviously I was like, wow. But like, although I was only eating one meal a day, I still felt like it was everything I needed. Like, I had the energy, I was good. Like, probably wasn't
from the food, but
yeah, no, nah, that's where it began.
Do you still only eat one meal a day?
No.
Yeah.
Nah.
Do you like?
That's just a Glastonbury thing.
Do you like intermittent fast?
Yeah, I fast. I fast. I only eat from 11 till 7. I find it quite well.
Apart
so
from today,
but yeah,
that's like we just yeah, yeah, but
you know, a special day
when in Rome,
the Jimson and Oscar show.
Yeah. So I find that like in the last 3 months, actually, just from fasting alone, like I've never been able to sleep properly.
Mm.
Never. I've always had like mind going mental, like.
Mm.
But yeah. Not eating from a specific time, I'm sleeping like a baby.
Yeah.
Like,
have you done any longer fasts?
Nah. I mean, I've gone like obviously days at Glastonbury. You just
But you've not just done just the water?
No, so I looked into water fasting when my mum was diagnosed with cancer. Obviously, every way, shape or form that I could help, I was trying.
Yeah.
I read like into a study that even someone of my size and like structure could probably go 70 days.
Yeah.
Obviously under like the right, yeah, supervision. But it did get me thinking, because obviously I thought in myself to make my mum do this because she doesn't want to do like anything out of her comfort zone. And obviously I felt like if I was to do it as well, it may push her, you know, give her the like motivation to do it. So yeah, I looked into it, but it would be somewhat, obviously I wouldn't do it so say now, but if I was ever diagnosed or, you know, or like it was beneficial to my health, then yeah, I'd definitely give it
a go. It's really weird because after the first day you don't get hungry.
Yeah,
for the first day you get the cravings for the food, but once you've gone to sleep and when you wake up, you're on like this really weird like.
Have you done it?
Yeah, I've done 72 hours is the longest I've done.
Okay.
Yeah.
But like you feel this really weird alertness, like you're like you've got no brain fog. You're just like you're up, you're alert. And I think it's from what they gather, they say it's your body has gone into like
reboot
fight mode. Like you know you're not getting any food. Mm. So you're like if through an evolution point, it's survival, like right, you've got to be alert. Right. Yeah, yeah, where are you getting your next fill from? Yeah. What are you foraging? What are you catching?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Because you need to eat. So whether other things that, and I think it's you ain't got the sluggishness of like your food slowing you down.
Yeah.
Like,
I find that
but
even
you don't get hungry the next day. It's really weird. Like you don't have the hunger like you did the day before. So and it's
now we've eaten now late. Tomorrow morning I'll wake up and I'll be starving.
Yeah.
Like my body's out of it does. Now.
Yeah.
But as soon as I fast and I stick to my fast and I don't wake up hungry. Like I ran 20 miles the other day, fasted.
Yeah.
Non-stop.
Yeah.
And people say to me, oh, you know, like you're running your mad. But, yeah, but if you knew what I did and how I ran and the fact that I haven't eaten breakfast.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like.
They say cardio in a fasted state is the best way to.
Well, I've always gymmed like fasted as well, I find. And like even lifting heavy and stuff, I don't find it a challenge.
Mm.
I find it better as well, like you said, you're not lethargic.
Mm-mm.
It's easier to like.
After you've eaten or after you've ejaculated, it's like the two times you're just like. I mean, it's like it's like if I'm in the evening or something and it's like and I'll eat and it's like I want to then go and like make some music because it's like I'm operating on when the kids are around or whatever and in fact I've got stuff to record, I'm like I can't be fucked.
Which morning's not, always better for me.
Yeah, morning's like
it's very productive in the morning.
It's better that's what I obviously working nights my sleep pattern is mash up.
And then
through lockdown, I was going to bed at 9 and waking up at 5 every day.
Yeah, it's nice as well.
And it was amazing.
It's to say, like, working shifts, it's like, I'm the same. It's like 1 week I'll be, like, waking up at fucking 2 in the morning. The week after, I'll be fucking going to work at, like, 3 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And then you go back to earlys again where I might be starting at, like, 8, 9 in the morning, which is, like, a fucking massive line.
Yours
from the
are even more staggered.
Yeah, that's
it's
really
weird.
Bad.
It's all over the place. Do you know what I mean? Oh, shit,
how does that affect like your health and your body?
That is why I
and
think
you're eating and
like I think that is why having a strict sort of like time frame of when I eat massively helps because no matter what time of day it is, I mean it's like because I could be say you work a night shift, it's like you don't want to be fucking like having
you
your meal at 2 in the morning,
you still stick to the same time,
I still eat at the same
even
time
even though you're awake at different
I don't
times.
Eat between a part of what I have tonight, but like on a regular day it's between 12 and 7 similar to you. I mean, it's like I skip breakfast and my first meal as lunch.
Well, this is what I mean. People say, oh, breakfast is the most important meal of the day. You're breaking fast.
Yeah.
So it's what you're putting in your body because you've been fasted for so long.
Technically, the first meal should be your biggest meal.
Yeah.
Whether you have that at typical breakfast time or not, they say the first one, and they you know that science, the studies show, if you have poison in the morning, you're less likely to die than if you have poison in the evening.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah, what I suppose, yeah.
Huh?
What poor guy fucked that out?
The poisoned.
Half of the Western world.
Where's your mic?
My mic is over there.
But you know Sadhguru, he only says he eats one meal a day, man.
I went through lockdown I was eating one meal a day because
I probably could.
I wasn't moving. Do you know what I mean? Well, until
I suppose it depends on what you're doing in a day, doesn't it? Yeah. But then if you get used to just eating that one meal, and if you smash all your nutrients, all your carbs, proteins, fats, everything in that one meal, then I suppose, yeah, you'd be fine. I've done it at Glastonbury, so you'll definitely be fine.
Well, I think you could do it with a smoothie anyway. Like, yeah, you could have your meal and a smoothie, which ticks off all the boxes for for your essential nutrients,
you know,
and minerals.
No matter what you put in a smoothie, how many fruits, vegetables, it's only classed as one of your five a day.
What?
It's only one of your five a day. Because you're breaking down the fructose and stuff. Like, you're not actually digesting it. Are you chewing it? Like,
yeah.
So you're breaking down.
I thought
down
it was better for you that way.
That's juicing though, isn't it? Because if you're having the smoothie, you're still having all of
the bits,
the fibre. It's if you juice.
I think it's because you're not chewing it to digest it. Are you the enzymes and stuff? You're actually just drinking it.
No, I don't know.
I'm not sure, but I know it's like one of your five a day. I read that in a book.
Because I know that they tried to say that the sugar was bad, and then I read Dr. Gregor was like, nah, it's not.
Nah, because I've obviously read after like working out and stuff as well, you should eat fruit, because obviously fructose and that replaces like glucose and stuff in your muscles.
Because the fructose, it's got the phytonutrients in it. So people, like when they say like, the sugar in fruit, it's like, the sugar in fruit is not fucking bad.
But this is why we need to teach nutrition in school.
Yeah, like, but the worse than that, right? Doctors, I'm not sure if it's here, because like, if you read Dr. Gregor's book, he's like, he's based in America, but in America, doctors in America, I think I might get the timings wrong, but it's so much stupid, like fucking 20 hours, right?
Of their
education. It's 2%. On nutrition.
It's 2%. It's 2 to 5%. It's indoctrination, exactly.
They get money for every call
they do. Especially in America.
So that's why they have the opioid crisis.
Why do you?
We're not allowed to advertise medication here on TV.
No.
Did you see Johnson and Johnson fucking get sued? They lost the court case.
When?
Was this
recently?
What, like the
opioids. So much to do with the opioid epidemic.
I think they used to say that like token powder.
Yeah. Pseudo addiction. They used to make their marketing scheme. Basically, their marketers would go and obviously sell this product, and then we'd go to doctors and say, "Oh, we'll pay you to sell this product." Yeah. And when they come to you and say that they're becoming addictive, you say, "Oh no, you're not. You're just getting used to that dose, so we'll give you a higher dose." Yeah. And actually, becoming pseudo addictive. So, yeah, that's obviously why they haven't.
The bill that they got was fucking astronomical.
Yeah.
But, from that, all they did something within the fucking stock market, and just basically just made that money straight back, so it wouldn't hurt at all, it's like Johnson & Johnson, and they like fucking the adverts is like, you know, they had that big thing as well with their talcum powder,
the talcum powder
that was given like cervical cancer,
crazy,
and like they lost cases on that as well, and they make so much money, they don't give a shit, they just fucking
but
like pay them off
every pharmaceutical company,
because
when I was looking into all the stuff when
was it
Pfizer. Mm. When I was looking into that, it's like I was reading online that they have the record for the highest payout in history in a court case.
Was that the polio?
But it wasn't. It was another one that was even more. But it was another one that's making a vaccine and that, and it was even more money.
Well, the Johnson and Johnson vaccine has just been recalled in
America.
Have
you not seen what's in that vaccine?
It's been recalled.
The one in America, Johnson & Johnson's been recalled. Yeah.
Have you seen what's in the vaccination? Johnson & Johnson?
No, so I don't know.
Aborted baby retina cells and aborted baby, I think it's kidney or liver cells. So when did you get to this point where you thought, we'll use aborted babies in a vaccination for COVID?
Mm. It's weird.
Stem cells, isn't it?
Yeah, stem cells.
Yeah,
So they've recalled it?
Yeah.
It's like every country's
it, well, the Johnson and Johnson.
Well, I think
in America, I know Johnson and Johnson.
Well, the EU is absolutely political. The like AstraZeneca one, which is like, the Pfizer have the same supply issues.
Yeah, but isn't this because if you look at I think the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccination are both about £14 to £15 per vaccination.
Oh yeah, and then
whereas the AstraZeneca is like £1.
So AstraZeneca isn't £2. Any pennies. They're not earning. They're doing it at.
Is that the Oxford one?
Yeah. This is the one that's had like 5 years.
Yeah, it's like £4 instead of like.
But haven't they changed that now? Didn't like Bill Gates or someone go and get involved and basically say, "Fucking look, you can't."
Well, this is proof that it's all for money, then, isn't it? Like.
So. I think the AstraZeneca one is still going for like.
They're standard. Still doing it at a cost. Because I did hear that the other day that they were saying that it was that's what they were, their intent was, but like, Bill Gates whoever has gone in, and been like fucking nah, Like, don't do that.
It's all a bit fishy still.
Mr. Columbus.
Can you verify some of these things so we don't look like twats? Yeah.
Well, that's why I'm not really saying too much.
I'm not saying too much. Going into a wormhole.
I ain't saying much.
Yeah, none of this is facts.
No, it's not factual. It's just
get vaccinated if you want to and don't if you don't want to. It's that simple.
It's up to you.
But it's interesting. I did see this doctor the other day talking about...
You've been vaccinated.
Yeah, I've had my second one soon.
You haven't had your second one?
No, not yet.
What did you have? Which one did you go for?
Well, I have a choice that doesn't even matter, I don't think.
Why? So are we allowed? Are we allowed a choice?
Nah, don't you just...
Like, literally, like, the person in front of me had the Pfizer one, and then they were like, oh,
well,
sorry,
so it's like a lucky
one.
Dip?
Yeah, and then they were like, oh, sorry, that's the last one, you're getting the AstraZeneca one. It had the worst side effects.
Have you had COVID?
The AstraZeneca
have
one.
Have you had COVID? You
like,
don't think so?
I had COVID, I would have known. It was like, I had the flu last year and I was fucking dying.
Because
so then you probably had COVID last year.
Because there was...
Okay.
So this doctor was saying he keeps testing himself for antibodies and he's got them.
Yeah, we spoke about this.
So he was saying... This doctor, because he was saying he was getting the antibodies test and there's the hospital saying, go and get a vaccine. He's saying, not getting the vaccine because my medical science tells me that if you've got the antibodies, you do not give someone a vaccine who's got the antibodies. He goes, so until my antibodies have run out, I'm not going to get the vaccine. So with that in mind, shouldn't they be testing everyone for antibodies before they give them the vaccine?
How long has he had these antibodies?
2 years.
So he's had them 2 years and they're trying to say that this vaccination after 5 months, you still be able to transmit the virus. So if he's got antibodies after 2 years, still...
Mm.
Why are people being vaccinated that have had?
Well, that's what I mean. Surely they should be testing for the antibodies.
Yeah, it'd make sense. How much do those tests cost?
I don't know.
Well, this is what I'm saying. I reckon it's all, it's up to you, but it's all for money, isn't it?
Well, my thing is, if they're hiding the fishing, what are they hiding with this? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
If they're hiding the fishing,
what
are they hiding from us now?
Yeah. And there's more money in this. I'm a pharmacist.
Yeah, yeah. Sure. 100%.
Fucking yeah. It's like, it's mental. Big tech, big pharma.
Pharma.
And the next one is a combination of the two. It'll be them wanting the inside information of your bloods and
This is why they said about the chip in the vaccine.
Let's skirt anyway.
Yeah.
Let's skirt and go back onto
let's get off. Yeah.
We're getting a bit deep.
We're going down a rabbit hole.
Yeah, we literally are.
Going down the rabbit hole.
It's a deep one. Got any questions?
Yeah, let me recall what we were doing.
Fitness,
yeah.
You were talking about some shit like that in your book.
I was. I've completely thrown off now. We're fucking going down the
rabbit hole.
Vaccine.
Yeah. Get vaccinated if you wanted it still.
Yeah, do your thing, innit? Joe Budden was getting upset the other day because he got the Johnson & Johnson.
It's been recorded. That's what I said. Once it's in you, it's in you.
Yeah, that's what you were saying. He was like, I fucking own it. He was like, I was at a party the other night with some unvaccinated heathens.
So listen, I hate obviously dating sites and stuff, you know what I'm like, but so I was on Bumble the other day and there's a mad thing on there, brother, and you gotta fill out a bit, it's about COVID.
No.
Have you been vaccinated or not?
Don't lie.
Like I'm safe to date, bruv.
Wear a mask when you're shagging.
Isn't it? Listen.
No,
don't wear a condom, just wear a mask.
Something about you can have sex, but you
can't kiss.
You're not allowed. It's something to do with like anal. You're more likely to catch it.
So yeah, because you have feces.
Welcome back,
Costa.
Yeah, but they were like telling people to do it from behind, so there's less chance of you like. Breathing onto, and then I was like, but you're not allowed to meet people, so surely that's your missus in your yard.
Exactly.
I don't know how you live, but you know.
Mate, Tinder nowadays is mad.
Do what you want, can't you, really?
Do what you want.
Anyway,
back to the. Just keep.
Yeah, so what? Yeah, fitness. Let's talk about fitness, like. Fitness, so fitness. You were saying to me actually the other day that you feel that you have more energy and more stamina since you've gone plant-based
compared
to when you were eating Buffalo and Ram
and all them things. Yeah, 100%. Like I think I said to you, the first 6 weeks, like where you go through a transition of not obviously eating the meat and not eating the dairy and not even, I was fucked. My body was just like, what are you doing? And I thought like I honestly felt like I wouldn't eat meat again, but I would go back to the dairy and go back to the, because I don't know why, but I felt like it was giving me the energy and obviously it wasn't. Like my body was just clearing out all the toxins and the shit and was ready to change from, you know, acid to alkali, anabolic to metabolic or whatever it is. And yeah, once I broke through that barrier, it was like I was unstoppable. The running was faster every week. I was stronger at the gym every week. And I had someone message me the other day actually, and they said, bruv, surely all your gains now are because you used to eat meat. And I was like, I'll show you a photo of me 4 years ago when I ate meat, and I'll show you a photo of me now that I eat plants, and none of them gains are from meat. And if you think about the protein in meat anyway, it's a byproduct of plant protein.
Yeah.
So the amount of people I say to, look at a giraffe, look at a gorilla, look at a rhino, they all eat plants. You eat that meat, it's synthesis from that protein from a plant.
So and it's like, then you said about the dairy, because I was like strict plant-based for 4 or 5 years, and then after the lockdown, for some reason in this lockdown, like dairy creeped into my diet. And I was like, how the fuck did this happen?
It's a treat.
And it was like how lethargic I feel. And like going back to it, I was like, oh my god, like, do you mean? And it's like, fuck him. But you start eating that cheese again, that shit's like crack.
But if you ask,
like, give me that still and bad.
Yeah. 9 out of 10 people that you ask, like, would you go vegan? Nah, I miss cheese.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the other's chocolate. But mate, Galaxy do a mad vegan chocolate. Yeah,
you go, I mean, like, I didn't miss the cheese until I gone back. And I could do it again, but I'm finding it harder this time because I know I've done it before. And it's like, oh, do you mean it's like.
So you're eating dairy now still, or you're not?
Like, yeah, well, I'm not buying it, and we're not having, blocks of cheese and fucking that in the house.
I was terrible for cheese.
But like, if I'm at the park with the kids and they get an ice cream, I'll fucking probably get myself an ice cream.
Yeah.
I find like, when I first went vegan, I was so strict on myself, it made my OCD so much worse. And I think now, I just like, the other day, someone offered me a crisp, I ate it, I had milk in, I was like, because in my head, I used to be like, oh, you're not vegan anymore, you got to start the clock again. Like, I'm like, no, man, like, you're still vegan, bro. Don't worry about it. Like, learn not to be so hard on yourself.
Yeah, it's, I like having a fucking a sensible approach about life, innit? It's, I think there's enough people out there that are gonna fucking judge you. Judge yourself.
All I think about.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, definitely.
There's enough people out there with their fucking poisonous fucking judgy mentality. You know what I mean? It's like, put your fucking finger back in your pocket. Yeah. But it's a
naughty
thing. But it is, though. Do you mean it's like, if that voice in our head is saying the same negative shit as what's saying out there, you're hearing it all the time. It's like fucking your voice in your head is like this fucking nutcase, right, who's a stalker, you tried to get a restraining order on and you can't, and he keeps following you everywhere, and he comes around your ass and he's shouting at you all the time, and you're like, fuck off, leave me alone, and he just don't fucking leave you alone no matter what you do. So you need to learn to live with him, and you need to learn to fucking speak kind words.
It's funny you say that. I'm reading the book, literally, I just started reading it. It's feel the fear and do it anyway.
Yeah, Sue, what's her face?
Sue Jeffries.
Yeah.
Jefferson?
Something like that, yeah. But
yeah, that's literally what it is. It's all about that voice in your head and learning how to put that voice to sleep. The negative thoughts is learning how to turn that to positive and using it in.
It's changing the words.
Yes, definitely.
So if it's like, if you say I can't, you switch it to I must.
Yeah, I must. And like, not that I want, I would like. Like, it's very hard. Like, obviously, trying to change the way you think, and you thought a certain way for so long.
Yeah.
And like, this obviously what led me to read it is my OCD. It's been mad, this obviously lockdown. And like you said about people judging, I'm constantly worried about like Instagram and stuff like that, trying to promote my business. Like, people always judging.
Yeah.
And I feel like recently I've got really back into my fitness, and I've been posting to my page for my own confidence. Obviously a story disappears after 24 hours. I haven't posted like on my actual page since 2018. So I have this weird anxiety of people just judging me all the time, and if like, it's a wrong angle, people think I'm ugly or whatever. And I'm starting to realise now, like, the field of fear and just do it anyway is like, fuck what people think.
Mm.
Yeah.
This number on my Instagram is just a number.
Yeah.
And what I've realised is doing the fitness thing, like obviously you said that I inspired you to do more fitness. And,
yeah.
I mean? And obviously, like I said to you the other day, when you said about the priority thing, and I had priorities as a student, not a time management issue. And I was like, nah, it's true. I'm like, one of my priorities now is my mental health. So I'm going to sort my mental health out. And obviously, sorting my mental health out is doing things out of my comfort zone, i.e., this as well.
Yeah.
And like, I find,
I'm surprised that you're here. If I'm honest,
do you know what I feel good?
When he said the other day, "Oh yeah, we'll get Reece on," I was like, "Yeah, definitely get Reece on," but I don't know if he's ready. And then you were like,
"Yeah, no, no, do you know what? I was like, because I'm reading this book and it's like it's resonating with me so much. And I'm like, for so long now, you've been like this scared little recluse, and it's like, why? And obviously, it was like when I went vegan, I stopped all the drugs. I cut certain people out of my life. I had like a bad drug addiction. Like, obviously, that's part of trauma and blah 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 blah. So it's like only now that I'm consciously aware of like." Who I am and what I'm doing that is like, well, you know, you want to be and do and have all these things out of life, and like you're not going to do that if you don't get out of your comfort zone.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
This
that.
Is literally step one for me.
Yeah, man.
And it's like, it's like I said, going back to the thing, obviously about the judgment. I found now, even though like I'm trying to be more confident, I'm posting things about my like fitness and my food, and I'm losing a lot of. I've lost a bit of following.
Yeah.
People aren't watching my stories now as much. And I know you shouldn't get open. I've got OCD. So.
But that's
you're,
a good thing.
You also got to bear in mind this. The
but I feel like
that the algorithm. That's not always necessarily. The
yeah,
people
yeah,
watching.
Yeah. No, but like what I've noticed is obviously like it's probably about 100 people stop watching my story, and whether that's because you know they're not happy with what they're doing, or they don't want to see my fitness, or they don't.
But it's also filtering out the people
but
that
this is
don't
why,
apply. To
yeah, this is why I'm saying.
Like,
this is why I'm saying. Like now I'm looking at it, and I see my followers, and I see the number I've got, and I'm like, you mean shit? That's zero to me now, because I'm going to start again, because my interest and my passion now is for my fitness and my veganism or whatever. And if those people that I have that knows numbers that follow me aren't interested, then.
Yeah, you're better having the smaller number that are fully engaged.
Yeah. And it's all about building that engagement.
And as well, you got to bear in mind, like, because my thing's like the engagement thing. And I think, why aren't people engaging? And it's like, not everyone likes to engage online. Like, some people are watching, they're taking it in.
Yeah. I find
but they,
that.
But they're
like,
to me, it's like, I didn't for years. I just like look and I was like, I wouldn't want to put a comment on someone or get involved in that. It's like, fucking.
Yeah. But, see, I'll comment because I appreciate the time and the effort and that goes into it. And obviously, like, and I like the work. So,
yeah.
And I'll always, I'm not like one of those just like for like, follow for follow. Yeah. That bullshit, man. Fucking, that's what gets in your head. Do you know what I mean? If I'm genuine, if I like it, I like it.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying about, like, you should engage with people that are on the same wave as you and the same interest as you. And that's why I'm saying, like, people that I have on there are just people that I've met throughout time, and you know, people I was friends with when I was younger. And it's not actually people that are interested in the content and they're going to invest in the content that I want to put out. So now I'm like, do you know what, like, this is step one, boom, I've done it. So tomorrow maybe I'll post something to my Instagram.
Yeah.
So, and I don't give a fuck about the likes and the following and whatever. Like, it's for more for my own confidence, because people see me and think, you know, I'm confident, I'm outgoing. Like you said to me, innit? You need to sell your business, be the face of your business. And I'm like, yeah, I know, like, I'm not like big-headed, but I'm good looking now, whatever. But I don't see it like that. So like, I feel like because of the judgment in the world and obviously not loving the skin that I'm in, I haven't like excelled to be the best that I can be. And this is why, like, obviously now I'm trying to do this.
Yeah, that self-love and the changing of the words, like I say all that. But like, I've read something once when you're saying about the spending the time with people, and it was spend 1/3 of your time with people that are in a better or more successful place for you, however you deem that, whether it's wealth or health or whatever. And they say spend 1/3 of your time with people that are on the same as you,
and then
1/3 with the people that are in a worse opposition to you, so that you can help better them.
Yeah.
So you're in competition with the people on your level. Yeah. Well, you're only ever truly in ever competition with yourself. But you like healthy competition with people on your level. Mm-hmm. You're uplifting the people below you, and you're learning from the people above.
Yeah.
So it's like,
I mean, it says that in the book as well. But what it says is obviously when you spend that third of the time with the people above you, you'll actually realise that you're in some stages or ways or aspects in your life, you're ahead of them.
Yeah.
They will teach you things, but you'll teach them.
Yeah.
Or you'll teach them about.
They say that this to always assume that the person you're speaking to knows something that you don't.
Yeah.
Where they are. And if you can, like, I think if you can do that, no matter where you are, or what level, or what you're doing in your life, it's, do you mean this? It's that's how you stay humble, isn't it?
Yeah,
like, do you mean?
Definitely.
Like, no matter how much you learn, and you generally, like, a lot of these people, okay, like, you might not get the attention of some of these people because they're fucking. If you're that successful in whatever you're doing, your time, you're not just going to give your time to fucking anyone.
No,
you're only going to give your time to people that you feel like worthy of your time.
Worthy of it, yeah.
So if you do get the chance to get that, you're like, a lot of the time you see that these people are genuinely just as willing to learn from you as you are from them. Do you know what I mean?
That's what I want to do as well. Like, I want to teach people along the way. I don't want to be like this pushy vegan.
Yeah.
But like, the proof is in the pudding. Obviously, like you said, with me being my fitness and feeling fitter and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think people are scared to take that leap because they're scared of change.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're scared that it'll actually benefit their lives.
Yeah, there's that. There's the whole thing in it. It's like where they say self-sacrifice. It's not self-sacrifice. What's the word? Sacrilege? No. Fuck no, been talking for too long. Been here for 4 weeks.
Self-sabotage.
Self-sabotage, that's the fucking one. So yeah, it's like Matthew McConaughey, and he was talking about it, and he put it really well. So he was saying, like, when you get in life and you're fucking climbing up this hill or trying to do something to become successful or whatever it is you're trying to do, because you got there and you're pushing this fucking boulder up the hill, do you mean to get there? And they go, then you finally get to the point and you, like, you're no longer pushing the boulder up the hill. The boulder is running away from you and you're fucking trying to keep up with it because you're doing so well.
Yeah.
And he goes, don't fucking trip yourself up on that hill. Do not fucking trip yourself up whilst you're chasing that thing, because something in life will trip you up.
Yeah.
One of your loved ones is going to get fucking terminally ill. Mm. Like, fucking something's going to fucking blindside you on fucking one afternoon. Do not fucking self-sabotage it for yourself, because life will do that at some point. Fucking run with that boulder and fucking take that and grasp that fucking opportunity 100%. By the balls and fucking,
by the boulders. By the boulders.
By the boulders.
Grab that by the boulders. No, but definitely.
Look, you said about it, man.
How are we doing for time?
20 minutes.
Cool.
We've got 25 minutes.
What, 25 minutes left?
Yeah, sir.
Nice.
So with the you're saying with the OCD,
it's been a bit mad. Like, I only got diagnosed last year, just before the pandemic, and it was all a bit of a, like,
so but at OCD, because like most people say, like, OCD, they've got like the fucking stereotype of the stuff. So what is, like,
so mine,
it's obviously a lot wider than that, like, the actual
different types, isn't
there?
I mean, I'm still trying to understand it myself, so I've just started therapy and stuff to, like, try and understand my brain a bit more. But mine's more like impulsive thoughts, impulsive ways of thinking, and then, so, like, I feel like I'm not good enough. Like, my shit's not good enough.
My feelings
aren't good enough for Instagram. And then it's like, instead of just feeling the fear and doing it, obviously, and having, I've got so much content in my phone. But it's
so,
like,
much.
So much. But it's like overwhelming to sit and edit and post and stuff, because obviously I'll start overthinking. And I start thinking, oh, is that the right one? Have you edited it right? Is that right? And because I overthink and everything, it leads to procrastination. And then when I procrastinate, I end up not posting. I mean, I miss that time slot of, like, the perfect time to post it or whatever, you know? And there's so many things take, like, or come into play that, like, it just becomes impossible for me to basically finish a task.
Yeah.
So then I end up with so many unfinished tasks. And it was like, it was impossible for me to start this business, really. It was just a case of, like, I just had to fucking do it.
Yeah.
I just had to just run with it. Like you said, you know, push the boulder up the hill, just run with it. Because,
yeah,
you know, I've had a lot of shit happen to me in life. Like, they will trip you up, you know, my mum being diagnosed with cancer, and fucking my friend dying at 22 of terminal cancer. And, like, it's been mad. It's been tough. And obviously, being alone throughout the pandemic's not helped. Like, being in my own head every single day. That's why I just turned to fitness and turned to my food. And that's why people think that, you know, these people could stop following me and stop watching my shit because they're jealous or envious of what I'm doing. But if they actually understood why I was doing it, and the fact that, you know, the only time my mind is at rest and my demons are at bay is when I'm running.
Yeah.
And when I switch off and when I break those mental barriers. Like, when I ran those 20 miles fasted,
20 miles,
I was fucked.
Yeah,
so I'm not. Listen,
it's not human. So what's that? Human, that's like, mate, 1.5 marathons, right?
So nah, 26 miles is a marathon. So so basically, my brother, my nan, like, just passed away. Rest in peace, man. Mm. Obviously, you know, it's devastating for my mum, and, like, we didn't really have a good relationship. My nan, she was in a home, and obviously during the pandemic, can't go and see her. And so my older brother, like, bless him, I didn't even know until he finished the thing, but. So he did 100, it was like 100 miles he had to run in 30 days. And it was for dementia. My nan had dementia. And obviously his last, like, 15, 16 miles, he was like, Reese, will you come and run with me? Like, push me to finish it. And I said, yeah, whatever miles you want to do. Like, if you want to do a marathon, whatever. Glad we didn't fucking do a marathon. But so I was like, yeah, cool. So we went out, we ran a few hours, did 16 miles. We finished the thing. And, like, it was nice. I mean, then I found out, obviously, it was for my nan. And I felt like a sense of accomplishment as well, that I helped him finish that. And it was nice for my mum. And then I thought to myself, if you can go out and run 16 miles with your brother, and like him saying, you know, like, oh, you have miles left in you. Mm. I feel like I have miles left in me. I thought, fuck it, I can do a marathon. So 2 days later, I got up and I set out to do a marathon. And obviously, I've never done a marathon, so I don't know about pacing myself, bro. And obviously, in a marathon, you see they get drinks on the way around, these little gel packs and that. So I've obviously just put trusty old little chili in the bag, put my little backpack on, put my headphones in, started running. I've got about 16 miles in from where I was obviously 2 days before. And my body's like, yeah, this is the furthest you've ever run. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? So then I'm like, right, cool. This is the time where, you know, you get in your head and you break those mental barriers. Mm. So I'm like, nah, just stop being a pussy. Pain is like weakness leaving the body. You can do this. Like, just do it. So I started running. I'm running. And I'm in my head. It's cool. And then I've got to like a point where it's like 18 miles. And I've checked my phone. And it's like, oh, 18 miles, 8 minute miles. And I'm like, oh, that's pretty fucking good. Then I've realized that like I hadn't had a drink. My mouth was bare dry. And I was like, ah. Oh. So my last 2 miles were like 14 odd minutes. And I thought, I've got 6 miles to go for a marathon. And luckily I was almost home. So I just finished at 20 miles. But I think anyone that runs a marathon, I take my hat off to them. It's tough.
Yeah.
But I'm not trained. I don't train. No. I genuinely think it's lifestyle. I eat well. Nutrition's a main thing, and obviously being vegan, I genuinely believe it's the veganism. I don't know many people that can get off their sofa.
The mindset as well, it's like, if you, it's look definitely at, you, look, you look at Wim Hof,
oh,
like,
yeah,
that fucking bloke's like,
I'm on my fifth day
in his pants. Fucking and this is what I'm starting to understand. So I ran to Woody Woods, wasn't it, and I said to you about going in the mornings and cold water swimming, because I have a lot of pain at the moment, a lot of demons, you know what I mean, and like running switches that off. And I feel like obviously breathing is a powerful thing.
Yeah.
I have to focus.
The most powerful.
I have to focus on my breathing when I'm running. So I'm now thinking like, okay, shit, well, if you know that when you're running, you know, you can put your mind to rest, then, and it's all through breathing, then surely if you did the cold water exposure or whatever, then you would do the same thing, because I can't run every day. Mm. It's not good for my body, you know, it's not good for my legs and stuff, but it's the only thing that's stopping me at the moment from being mad. But obviously like letting my OCD get the better of me, because I still don't really understand it. So days where I like get up and I'm in my own head and
you ever thought about going to jiu-jitsu?
So I used to box and it helped a lot, and then I chopped my thumb off.
Come up the cult.
Yeah. Cult. No, I really, because I like fighting. I like, it's you know, it's discipline.
Jiu-jitsu is like,
It's meditation at the same time.
It is, because like when you're in that moment and some bloke's trying to when some bloke's trying to fucking snap your arm,
and
like all you're thinking is like,
don't
fucking
break my arm.
How do I get out from this bloke fucking snapping my arm? That's all your fucking mind's on. Your mind's not on fucking, oh fuck, I forgot to put the rubbish out. Do you know what I mean? Fucking, and then you go off into your spiral of like whatever else fucking worries on your mind. It's like, no, this bloke's fucking trying to break my arm. Fucking get out. Or this bloke's trying to choke me out or whatever. If you want to come at me, fucking let me know.
I boxed up there, wasn't it? And I, obviously Salvador, he did say, you know, you're a good fighter, like come up to the gym. And then it's a bit pricey, I thought, but.
Why is that?
Because it's a cult. genuinely.
Big up all of the jiu-jitsu out there in their geese.
It's tough,
man.
It's tough. In their geese, man.
In their geese. They don't cost that much to make, but they sell them for 100 and whatever pound.
Cult.
No. Honestly, nah. Big up.
I should start, really, but...
My excuse last year was I had braids, so my excuse this year is I'm not fit enough yet. But as soon as I'm fit enough, I'm on it.
I had him
You'll
up a mountain.
Get fit doing it, man. It's fucking, it's good shit.
Yeah, that's what I find as well. Fitness is key for that. And obviously, like you said, it is, I think, it's definitely, when I used to box, the discipline, your mind was switched off at the same time as well. You're obviously trying to avoid being hit, so.
Yeah.
It's definitely,
And it's really counterintuitive, isn't it? Like, it's like to learning to like move into a punch.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you don't move away from punch. Learning to move into it. Right, there's a fist coming towards my face, and I'm gonna fucking go into
just
it.
To move. It goes against everything I know.
Because I did judo for like 10 years.
Oh, we were just talking about this actually.
Yeah, I did judo for 10 years.
Tell him why you stopped.
Because I got to blue belt 4 tabs, and they said for me to get my brown belt, I had to be able to win against a brown belt adult. And then I got distracted by green stuff.
stops.
I got my green belt.
I got my green belt. And then I've still got my green belt.
And then haven't exercised since, which is
Would you do it again?
Yeah, no, no. What I was thinking,
better off doing jiu-jitsu than judo, isn't it?
But this is the thing, yeah. I think
judo's a cult
judo
as well.
Would be better for me just because. But I want it to be less of a. When I see you lot and your jiu-jitsu, it's more of a lifestyle. I don't want a lifestyle. I want something to do twice a week,
a hobby
for fun. Do you know what I mean? I don't want to. Like, I see certain people get into it.
It depends how far you want to take it.
It's different. But then I see other people get into it and it just takes over their whole life.
Yeah, it hasn't taken over my life.
No, you're one of the people that two or three times a week
and it's like...
To compete.
It's good. I have competed, yeah. I've done... When I was white belt, I did seven competitions, probably, was it?
Nice.
I haven't done any as a blue belt.
Yeah. So what's the
what is it? White, blue, purple.
White, blue, purple, brown, black.
Right.
Yeah. So there's five. White, blue, purple, brown, black.
And then you got coral. Yeah. But like to get coral, you like
have what's
to
that? Like a 10 dan, like a
mad. It's like yeah, like
mad dan.
That's like Carlos. There's not many corals.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So what's that then?
He's black belt, three or four. Stripes.
So is that so your instructor?
Professor, yeah.
Professor, that's what they're called.
So professor, our black belt's a professor, and then you have coach.
How's Professor Green?
So who does...
How's he professor then?
I don't know. So who are you gave
like you, Professor Green?
His black belt? Someone above him, what are they called? Corals?
No, so exactly. It would have still been a professor.
It's like a better name.
Coral belt, like, there's not many with coral belt. I don't know.
They're rare.
I've never even heard of
coral
Google?
Belt.
They're like so unicorns.
Let's do Google it. How many coral belt? It takes like 50 years, I think.
50 years?
Yeah. That's like Pete Thatcher, my judo instructor, was like past black belt. He was like red and white belt or something. There's like.
Coral belt jiu-jitsu. Coral belt's a very experienced practitioner, most of whom need large minimum of 7 years of training and teaching at black belt and red belt level before progress is the next rank.
Okay. There you go. More than 30 years as a black belt.
Yeah, 30 years.
You have to be a black belt for at least 30 years to get a...
That's mad.
You still... would you be hard as fuck?
Yeah.
Or would you be old?
You'd be old
and
as fuck.
Just really wise.
No, but even then, if you've seen like fucking Carlos Gracie in that rolling around, mate, and it's like they can...
Before I was like... Because obviously Noah was like, you need to come to jiu-jitsu. And I was like, all right, cool, fuck it. Let me watch some things. So there, I watched like two documentaries on the history and how it started. And it was fucking sick.
Yeah.
So like... what's the guy's name?
Carlos.
Is that the
Master
original
Carlos.
Dude that him and his brothers or something, they were doing Japanese jiu-jitsu, but
so Japanese, yeah, so the Japanese
strength,
yeah,
and so he was weak.
The Japanese, yeah, and they come over and that like, they it's basically like then it's just like using leverage,
yeah,
against you.
And then he like offered out pretty much any martial artist.
So they did like it was like the first three UFCs, wasn't it?
Right,
and then like jiu-jitsu just fucking like. Yeah,
dominated
was like
because I swear I was reading that like in the documentary he was saying that he was inviting different martial artists from wherever
any
they were in America garage
a
garage
but then the UFC started
this was before
so
UFC
so the first three UFCs were it was not like the UFC now where you'd have one guy in a fucking
judo,
fucking boxing gloves,
and actual mixed martial arts.
Yeah, and they were like,
and now it's just jiu-jitsu. Pretty
much. No, you still got the Muay Thai. It's like jiu-jitsu wrestling and Muay Thai.
That's the focus, isn't it?
Yeah.
Most effective, though, isn't it, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, like, do you mean it's like fucking?
They should do that.
You use.
They should do what?
They should
jiu-jitsu.
Please,
fucking give police jiu-jitsu training.
If you listen to the Sam, I haven't listened to the full episode yet, but Sam Harris, the recent one, he's talking about it.
Is it? They should.
Is it with Henner? He's with one of the. He's talking to one of the. I think it's Henner Gracie. He's talking to.
How many of them?
And they're.
How many of the brothers there?
How many Gracies are there? That's fucking loads.
Because all the
why
gym,
is that?
Who owns the gyms? Are like gyms independent? Or
huh?
The gyms independent.
What?
So each gym is like
Gracie Bar gyms. So
owns.
Yeah. So Salvo's got that
yes,
one.
He owns that gym.
So that's his. Yeah, and then it's like Yes.
Yeah, like, so is it like franchises? Franchise?
Yeah, yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's start. Let's just buy a gym. Like
but yeah, it's the Gracie Bar. There's is the most
dominant
in the world.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
They're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
Yeah. So I mean, like, I could go to like fucking Barcelona and say like, I'm from.
Where did you go on tour? Italy.
So no, Salvo runs a summer camp in Sicily, which is where he's from.
Yeah,
it's where you went, isn't it?
Yeah, I went to Sicily. Nice one.
Yeah, it's nice, lovely. It was like where we went. There's like it's like not like a tourism place at all. It's just like a little village. Like, do you mean there's like fucking
yeah? I went to
and they had these rude little like iced coffee things, man. They were fucking bad. Banging. And these little lemon things that you used to drink. Cold
sorbets.
Yeah.
Not sorbet gelato.
Yeah. Mate, you can't go there and not eat dairy, mate. Fucking get on that gelato.
Still, I was eating vegan ones still. But
mate, there was no fucking vegan gelato where we were, mate.
We had like cinnamon flavour, double chocolate.
What, vegan?
Yeah, man, it's bad, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, even when I was, because I went to, obviously my friend's family were over there and they're feeders, aren't they, the Italians? And they're like, no mangiolo. And I'm like, listen, I don't want any more food. I'm not eating it. Like, my mate's stepmum, like, just feeding us up. And as soon as I left, I couldn't eat another thing, but I seen gelato and I was like, yeah, okay. Proper stoner. We went there
fucking, they do them in like a bun.
Mm. Oh, the brioche.
It's like brioche. Ice cream bun. And Brendan Strafflin. Brendan was there. And we were like, he was like, I love brioche.
Yeah, brioche gelato.
What? So there was what inside it?
The gelato's inside the brioche.
So it's like ice cream in a bun.
Yeah, it's bad.
Why do things like that even exist, Ruff?
Do you know what? What I've seen as well?
Dangerous.
All along the coast in Sicily is all ice cream bars, and they don't have clubs. They all go to ice cream bars.
We went to go and find them. So we went on one of the last nights there. We were like, fuck it, let's go to the next town. It's like me, Bowen, and fucking Soldier come. His leg was broke. Fucking who else? No, did no one come with us? Anyway, we went to the next town, and we found like a couple of bars, but yeah, it's just fucking gelato places. Yeah,
just gelato bars, and they all just chill outside gelato bars, like groups of people.
Fair.
And
eating gelato.
And you'd think they'd all have diabetes and be obese.
No, but they walk a different lifestyle.
We'd go to the Earl, wouldn't we, for like a cocktail?
Yeah, yeah.
They'd go get ice cream.
Yeah, it's a different lifestyle. Like a
Coke float,
like
please, love.
Yeah, literally. It's a different Coke float to fucking it.
The Zac Efron documentary.
Yeah, what's it called?
Where he goes to the Blue Zone. Where blue people
spots,
live
the five spots in the world
up to 100 over 100
yeah
and he goes it's in Italy somewhere.
Yeah, there's one
it?
In Italy, one in Japan,
it's the way they
one in South America,
the way they live their life, and they're eating locally sourced food.
It's
all like, it's different, man. Then
it is
all,
that's
like,
they say it, isn't it, it's
eat
nutrition,
eat with the seasons.
What I've said here, you need to like in the spring eat things that spring up out of the ground, in the winter eat root vegetables, like. And you, obviously where you live on a continent, you should keep your food, like we don't have bananas here, so obviously as evolution goes on, we don't need bananas, avocados, things like that. You just live off what grows. So
beetroot.
There's so many different cultures and races now. Well,
we're like a mixing pot, aren't we? But you can do the thing where you send off your DNA and they'll tell you exactly what you should be eating for your ancestry.
Yeah, yeah. It's like mineral tests. See what vitamins and minerals
what you're lacking.
Yeah.
I want to do one of those.
Yeah,
so it's as if it's going to change down the line.
Fuck me, half the girls are lacking in vitamin D in this country.
Who's that? Me?
Nah, not you.
I definitely am. I'm definitely lacking vitamin D.
Oh, I picked the mic.
Put me in the blowing sun.
Put me in the sun, mate. Not allowed to leave this country. What a joke.
Yeah, we'll be able to soon, hopefully.
What a joke. Yeah, be alright. Things are going.
Why can't you leave this country?
It's illegal still.
Is it?
Well, when I read the...
You get fined.
Yeah, mad.
On the way back.
It says on the Direct Gov website, it is illegal to leave the UK without a reasonable excuse, basically. Like.
So if you've got like... So the way people are getting around is if you've got holiday homes. You've got holiday homes.
Or business.
Country, you're allowed to go there. And
but surely you could just be going somewhere on business, right?
Well, that's what, yeah.
Yeah, you have to prove it there. So, I think what they're doing, though, is it's more on the way back. So you can go out, but on the way back, they'll hit you with fines.
Yeah, if you, yeah.
And also, they've gotten really strict with, like, the quarantine stuff now. But I know when it's funny came back and the police visited him halfway through his quarantine.
Really?
Why can't you just do a test? That's what
I
don't understand.
You can, though, I think. Because I've seen, obviously, on Gram, like, all these people that fly here and there and everywhere. Yeah. They just
Dubai.
Bruv.
Dubai is a fucking really strange place.
I'd never go.
It's not like it's never appealed to me.
Never.
To go to Dubai.
It's built on slavery.
Yeah.
Do you know the North Korean workers? Mate, there's North Koreans everywhere working, mate. Just fucking crazy.
That's what they do with the prisoners. Yeah, like you work off your
Have you seen the garlic peelers?
The what?
Yeah, in China. Yeah, I've heard some of this, and their fingers
so
are like all
in China. So yeah, what they do is, if you're in jail in China, they like one of the things they do is get you to peel garlic,
right?
Because and the biggest export of garlic from China, you know, China have got monopoly on the world's garlic trade,
right? Okay,
and the biggest exporters of it from China are America, and the Americans like their garlic peeled.
That's so lazy,
right? But the garlic, right, there in and because it's being peeled by people in jail, that is classed as slave labor.
Well,
right.
This is the thing.
And America is legal to have things.
Well, that's what America have done, haven't they? They've turned the prison system into slavery. It's legal slavery.
Privatized jails and shit.
Oh, yeah. That's fucked. It's like literally the jails are like, hey, we've got empty cells. They tell that to the police and like arrest more people.
Yeah.
And then
so corrupt.
Get everyone to rap about like bad shit.
Yeah, that's nuts. That whole thing about the fucking
the thing with the record.
They had the secret meeting, and they were like, crazy. "We want to push
at gunpoint.
We want to push like gangster rap and music that is gonna bad create narrative. Crime in the ghettos. Do this you want to get mad. In? The prisons are about to privatize.
Yeah."
Do you want to get involved on this and put shares in this?
Like it's like and there's just allegedly. Shares, like,
yeah, and that's what happened. They had their like this, there's people who've come out and said they were in this meeting. They were like, this is what they said.
Yeah,
they're like, if you look
that's
at
why
the,
they said they
if,
had guns as
if,
well.
Yeah, they'd be like, if you look at the narrative though, and you look at the it all plays out like that. I mean, they what do they push?
Yeah,
are they pushing? And
who was it? It was fucking Biden, wasn't it?
What?
That pushed all that sort of shit.
What
the fucking the whole black people being pushed into jails and privatized jails.
Mm.
Like he was behind that shit.
I don't know.
I swear he was.
So corrupt.
I swear he was. Anyway, let's end on
let's
a positive.
Like, yeah. We so many rabbits.
What was the question? Oh, yeah.
Your personal meaning of life.
So what is your personal meaning of life?
This is the question I forgot I had time to think about. I don't really know. Just to do me. Change a few minds along the way.
Fair.
That's all I can do. Like, I've obviously going vegan, trying to make a little difference in this world. Yeah, maybe just to change a few minds. Don't really know. It's a hard question, you know.
So to influence, leave a good influence.
Yeah, kind of. I wouldn't say I want to be like an influencer, but
oh no, we're not saying that.
I'm influenza.
But
yeah,
no.
Yeah.
Influenza.
I'm the COVID. Yeah, it's hard. I should have remembered that question and thought about it. But
yeah, man, that's all good though.
Yeah.
To impact people's lives.
Yeah, basically.
Leave positive. A good impact.
To leave an impact, yeah. Like
so basically, it all goes back down to the thing that pretty much everyone said, and that's be a good person.
Yeah,
pretty much. Under the like same I've umbrella. Worked hard, yeah, to be a good person, and obviously, like, yeah.
Set of morals.
That's what. I want my like morals to resonate to other people,
mm-hmm.
and for other people.
Well, it
to
worked
have,
with me. Like that's what I say is like with the passing of DMX, rest in peace. I don't know if you've seen any of that stuff on Instagram last night.
Nah, I had the thing. I fell asleep on the
Swizz,
sofa.
Swizz Beatz made like a really good speech about.
Well, it was a memorial, wasn't it?
No, yeah. Mm. Like letting people know you're there for them before it's too late, and kind of giving people their flowers while they're still here.
Yeah.
So like, I was gonna say, like, do you know what I mean? Out of obviously, apart from my mum and dad or whatever, certain members of my family is like. The two people that have probably positively impacted my life the most out of anyone is you two. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
And like, I ain't afraid to say that. Do you know what I mean? Like, fuck it. Like, you
no,
two have impacted
well,
my life positively, like, more than anyone else.
Yeah, nice.
Do you know what I mean? So, like, I just thought I'd fucking say that.
No, I say the same too, man. Do you know what I mean? Like, you, do you, I mean, you almost push me to do things I don't want to do.
Yeah, man.
Towards me, and like you give me good advice all the time. Like I said about the fucking priorities issue and that, like a priority management, like not a time management problem, a priorities problem, and it all resonates with me. You know what I mean? Like, and I respect that.
It's good to have people.
Yeah, like definitely.
That, so, like, we're all in it together, man. Yeah, all definitely. In it together.
100%.
Definitely, man.
Be kind to each other, people.
Yeah, yeah,
man.
Be kind.
Peace out.
Stop eating meat.
Change your bloody clothes.
Yeah, nice.
4 weeks in a day.
Yeah. Thanks, Costa.
Big up. Safe, Costa.
Big up your chest.